dying world. He's alive and living today. Amen. Now this morning, with me in your Bible, familiar passage of Scripture, John chapter 11. John chapter 11, and I know you have heard many messages from this passage and read it many times and studied it many times, but I want to look at a particular part of this today. John chapter number 11, of course we know that as the raising of Lazarus from the dead. Jesus would raise Lazarus from the dead. But I want you today, this morning, for just a little bit, to pay particular attention to the promise of Jesus. That's the title of the message today. The promise of Jesus. He gives a promise in this passage of Scripture. And I want you to pay very close attention. And I'm going to break it down for you just a little bit this morning to help you understand just what our Lord said concerning you and I, concerning those who believe on His name, concerning those who are looking for a Savior to come at any time to get His people. John chapter 11, we'll focus particularly beginning in verse 20. And read down through verse number 27. The Bible says, "Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met Him, but Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if Thou hast been here, my brother had not died. But I know." Now, I would encourage you to underline those statements in your Bible. "But I know," we're going to come back to that in just a minute. "But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus said unto her, Thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto Him," here it is again, "I know," I love those words. I love those words. "I know, Lord, I know." Listen, there are some things I know. Amen. You ain't going to convince me otherwise. I think there were some things Martha knew. You wasn't going to change your mind. There's some things I know. You can say what you want to, bring what you want to, but I know what my Bible says, and I know what it says, and I believe what it says. There's just some things I know. I know who He is. I know what He said. I know He's coming again to gather me up. You can't convince me otherwise. I'm looking for Him because I know it. Martha said, "I know that He shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Jesus said unto her, "I am the resurrection." This is what I want you to pay particular attention to. "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in Me, though he were dead, yet shall he live." Now, this is promises from the Son of God. "And whosoever liveth and believeth in Me shall never die. Believest thou this?" And she saith unto Him, here it is again, underline this, "Yea, Lord, I believe." That's all it takes. "Yea, Lord, I believe." It works. Amen. "Yea, Lord, I believe that Thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world." Now, you know the situation here with Mary and Martha and Lazarus. Lazarus has gotten sick and they send for Jesus. But Jesus doesn't come immediately. You see, He tarries. The Bible says He'll tarry 4 days before He'll ever get there. But in the process of this tarrying, their brother Lazarus dies and they bury him. And gloom is set in and sadness and confusion. They're a little bit confused because Martha knows some things. Martha knows who Jesus is and she knows what Jesus can do. She's heard what He can do. She saw what He can do. She has 100% confidence in Jesus. But trouble has showed up and problems has landed. And their brother who was sick, and by the way, she knew that just a mere mention of his name, Lazarus could be healed. I know today that Jesus, just the mere breath of his, just to breathe his breath, to touch, to talk, to speak, could heal every matter of sickness this world has ever seen. But there's some things that we got to seek God for. Amen. Now, we're not to lose our faith along the way. We're not to begin to doubt what God is doing. I don't understand everything God does, but I know who God is, and I know God knows what he's doing far better than I know what I'm doing, so I'm going to leave it into the hands of an almighty God. Martha says, oh, I know. I don't quite understand, but I know. Huh? Are you with me? You see, I know. My God can do anything but fail. My God will not fail me. And if he's got me in the valley, that's because that's where he wants me. That's where he needs me at this particular time. And when he's done with me, he's got a better place for me and where he is. So the way I figure, I can't lose this thing. Amen. Oh boy. So look here. Jesus shows up and Martha's got questions. Now, Martha was the worker, if you remember. She was the busy one. She'd get out and be busy. And I kind of figure she was the worry one, too. We kind of see that here. You know, she's trying to figure things out. And Mary was the listener. And Mary was found at the feet of Jesus. And now, I'm not telling you Martha didn't trust Jesus. But she's the worrier. We got worriers. Sometimes I'm a worrier. We don't need to worry. As children of God, what have we got to worry about? Amen. Get into God's word. He gives us everything we need. He tells us everything to do. If we'll just listen to him, trust his word, you and I've got nothing to worry about because he'll take care of us. Problem is, we try to handle things ourselves, and we got a better plan than God, and we've got a better idea than God, and we get out of God's word, and we get out of God's house, then we get in a mess, and then we want to blame God. Let me tell you what, get back where God's got you. Get where your business is in the word of God. And God will bless that. God will bless that. Now, Martha has some questions for the Lord, and no doubt she sees him coming down the road. And she runs out there to meet him. Bible says, I want us to pay particular attention to some things this morning. Verse 22, I want you to see Martha's confidence in Jesus. She says, Master, but I know that even now, notice what she's saying. Her brother is dead. He's been in the tomb now 4 days. And you read on over there, and they say, his body's beginning to stink by now. Decay has set in. But you know what Martha said? Well, I know that even, what was that word? Right now. Even in the midst of this mess that I find myself in. She said, Lord, I know that right now something's going to happen. Don't that stir something in you? Huh? Don't that stir up something in you? Now, let me tell you what. Martha has no idea what's about to happen. She has no idea that in a few minutes she can hug the neck of her brother once again. She's not expecting that. She hasn't ever heard of that. But she knows Jesus. Now, here it is. But she knows Jesus. And she's saying, I got confidence in him. I got confidence in him. He's here. You know what she may have done? I don't know. I wasn't there, but I wish I would have been. I wasn't there, but no doubt when she saw him coming down the road, she may have got a glimpse, and maybe she's looking out the kitchen window. I don't know. Maybe she's washing dishes. No, she was the worker. Maybe Martha's washing the dishes. She's looking out that window, and she's saying, oh, she drops that. Oh, Mary. 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 I believe it's him. He's a-coming down the road. Something's going to happen, Mary. I'm going out there. Amen. I'm going out there because here he comes down the road. McCamey, sing a song. That coming down the road was Jesus, right on time. Amen. Here he comes. Here he comes, Martha. I'm going out to see him. She goes out there. And she says, but Lord, I know that even now, something's going to happen. Something's going to happen. She's got confidence in Jesus. Let me ask you today, church, you got confidence in Jesus? You got confidence? You're living in a world that's corrupt, people that's corrupt, people that are ripping apart, tearing apart the church and tearing apart the preachers. But I'm going to tell you what, I ain't worried about them. I'm looking for him. He'll take care of the ripping. Hey, I'm going to, hey, hallelujah. I'm looking for Jesus to come and straighten out this mess. Amen. And boy, he will. You just get ready. John chapter 9, verse 31, the Bible says, now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, he heareth. You see, God hears his children. Verse 23, let's go on down. Jesus speaks to her. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Now, this is life. There is life today in the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus left no room for doubt in this statement. Notice the word shall. He didn't put no maybes, no ifs, ands, or buts in it. He said, thy brother shall. That's a sure thing. That's 100% right there. You can write it down. Hey, Martha, you can rest assured your brother is going to live again. Amen. Hey, you can rest assured that if this preacher, somebody calls you after a while and they said, Marvin has died, you can rest assured he's not dead. He'll be alive in God's eternal kingdom. Well, because I'm telling you what, he has made a place for me. You just go right ahead and cry over this old fat body because the rest of it is going to be in glory land. Amen. It's getting skinnier. Amen. But praise the Lord. Amen. But don't you worry about this old flesh. And if I die and you want to file by my casket, that is, if my wife buries me, I don't know what she'll do with me. But nonetheless, whatever happens, happens, because I won't be there. Thy brother shall, I will live again. Amen. Hallelujah. There's confidence in the Lord. We who are following and believing in Christ can rest assured we will live again. Let me say to you today, if you are choosing not to believe this, and I've heard people say, oh, that's foolishness, that's nonsense. Who believes that? But if you're choosing not to believe this, that's fine. You go right ahead. I choose to believe it. Amen. But if you choose not to believe it, hey, I got some news for you as well. You'll live again too. But I wouldn't call it living. Because you'll live in a place called hell. Amen. And the good news is you don't have to. Verse 24. Martha saith unto him, here's those words again, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. We see here Martha's faith in the promise of Jesus. You see, Martha knew, and Martha knew some about Jesus, and she knew about some of the things that Jesus had said. She no doubt had been listening. Amen? Because we hear a clear understanding, Lord, that I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Now, she knew some things. She had confidence. She's not doubting that her brother's going to live again, is she? Because she has confidence in Jesus. Now, I'm telling you today, folks, we need not worry. And I'm talking about people who dies knowing Christ. We've all got loved ones in here who's died knowing Christ. Listen. Listen, today, they're in the presence of God. Those old bodies one of these days out of that ground will come up out of there. Bible tells us that, don't it? Paul tells us that over in the book of Thessalonians. There's going to be a resurrection of those bodies. Graves are going to burst open. And those bodies are going to unite with those souls and take on bodies like unto Christ. You see, that's the promise of God. What a thrill it would be. What a thrill it would be on that day. Because the Bible says, the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Now, I don't know where I'll be when that great day comes. You know, I may be one of those planets somewhere. Or I might be one of those standing somewhere. I expect I'm going to be standing because I'm expecting it any time. Amen. And I told a fellow one time, I said, I'd love to be over there on top of that mountain over in Wyoming County. Standing on that old cemetery up there where my grandmother's buried. My grandmother, who sang so much and told about Jesus and loved the Lord and I would spend about every weekend with her. And we'd go to church, and she'd play the guitar and sing. And she made me sing. I'd say, Mama, I don't want to sing. She'd say, come on. You're going to sing. Strum that guitar. I'd like to be standing by her grave. Amen. When the trump of God sounded, Mama will come out. I might just grab her. Amen. Let's go home. But I know he'll rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Martha knew some things. But boy, she's getting ready. Amen. Listen, Jesus is getting ready to say, Martha, look here. Let me tell you something. Look, I want you to look what he says. Verse 25. Jesus said unto her, now listen, Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Now I want you to look at what he said. And this is the focus of my message this morning. Pray attention. This is the promise of Jesus. He said, Martha, I am. The great I am. The great I am. You remember what Moses was introduced to? The great I am, wasn't he? Over in the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verse 13 and 14, the Bible says, and Moses said unto God, behold, when I came unto the children of Israel, shall say unto them, the God of your fathers has sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. Amen. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you. Jesus said, Martha, I am that I am. Look no further. It is me. I am. He is the one and only. There is no other like him. He stands alone. We have the only living God. No other religion can say this. You can go today and you can visit the tombs of Buddha, Allah, Muhammad, and they're in there. They probably won't let you get near them. But I guarantee you, you start digging around and you're going to find carcasses. But go outside the city gates of Jerusalem to a garden tomb. And JP, the door's open. They ain't hiding nothing. Mary and them, and they came to the tomb on that morning. The door was open. They peeked in. They walked around. And they looked around and they found the linen clothes laying here and the napkin folded laying here. But they found nobody. You go today, and you still find nobody. You know why? He's arisen. Hey, he's alive. And he's coming. I tell you, he says, I am, Martha, I am the resurrection. The one who lives forever. You remember John in the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 1, verse 18. This is what was said to John. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. Hebrews 7, 25 says, wherefore he is able also to save them in the uttermost that come unto him, unto God by him. See, and he ever liveth to maketh intercession for them. Let me tell you something. He knows who we are. And he knows where we are. Amen. I'm glad he knows where I'm at. You see, he said, Martha, I am the resurrection and the what? The life. John 14, 6, Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Amen. John 3, 36, the Bible says, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Romans 6, 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You see, he that believeth, that's the secret. Hey, he is the life. He goes on to say, Martha, he that believeth, this is the secret to knowing who Jesus is. Simply believe what Jesus done. And let me tell you what, he'll settle in your heart. And I'm going to tell you something. When he settles in your heart, you have no problem believing. I never can figure out in our world today why people have a hard time believing the Word of God. I can't figure it out. They'll just say this and they'll just say that and talk foolish talk. I told a fellow one time, I said, buddy, it'd be just a whole lot simpler for you to believe. You're trying to make up all kinds of stuff. You ain't even making sense. I said, you're trying to find all kinds of faults. I'm going to tell you something. You ain't going to find it. Why don't you just try simply believing it and see where that takes you? Amen. It'll take you much further. It'll take you into eternity. Well, the Bible says, John 3, 16, you know it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth, amen, believeth in him. The secret is believing. Romans 10 and 10, the Bible says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. He said, Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth, here it is, in me. He goes on to say, though he were dead. Now, let me tell you something today. Death is a sure thing. Do you realize as we gather here, and this building's full, do you realize as we gather here today that somebody in this room is next on death's row? Could be me. Could be you. But I'm telling you, somebody is next. Now, let me tell you something. If it should be me, I'm not too worried about it. I've seen people scared to death to die. Scared to death to die. Why? If you're a child of God, we don't fear death one bit. Now, I don't know anything about it. Couldn't tell you anything about it. Worked in it for 23 years. Still can't tell you nothing about it. Amen. Other than you got your name penciled in. Amen. Might be today. What if it is today? Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, what did he say? Yet shall he live. Now, you know where your promise of life is? In Jesus Christ. If you don't know Christ, you ought to be scared to death this morning. You ought to be scared to death, because for you to die is an eternity of torment. But if you're saved today, hey, death's just exchanging the bad for the good. Amen. Hey, I'll exchange the bad for the good any day. Amen. Hey, don't get me wrong. I love the life God's given me, and I love the peace that he's given me in my heart. But you know what? If he said, hey, preacher, it's getting out time. And then I'd say, see you. Come and see me in my brand new home. I'll be swinging down on Glory Avenue. Amen. I told you before, if you've been with me, I have a porch swing on my mansion. I know that. Amen. Hallelujah. Isn't it good to know? Martha, he said, Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. I'm reminded also of Paul told us over in the book of Ephesians. There's a dying to sin. You know what happens when you receive Christ as your Savior? You die to your sins. Paul said, in the book of Ephesians, I want you to look here in Ephesians chapter 2. When we were born into sin. Without Christ, we are spiritually dead. But when we die to sins, we become alive in Christ. In Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1 through 9, the Bible says, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in the time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now walketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Paul says, when you were born into sin, and if you stay in that sin nature, you are children of wrath. You are children destined to fail. You're destined to the wrath of God. But then in verse 4, he starts verse 4 this way with these two words. He says, but God showed up, but God came to us in the form of a little baby in a manger, but God lived a sinless life to a world that hated him, but God went to an old rugged cross and died there so my sins could be buried under the blood. But God, who is rich in grace and mercy, showed up and buried my sins. Amen. He says, but God, verse 4, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might shew the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. He says, Martha, yet shall he live. The child of God never dies. Never dies. We are eternally alive in Christ. Today, if you're saved, you're alive in Christ. You can enjoy the riches of Christ right now. You should be. Listen, if you're not enjoying the riches of Christ, it's your fault. You're his child. Rewind some things. Kick it in reverse. Amen? Get back in fellowship with God. There's no excuse why a child of God can't enjoy the things of God now. I've got a home in heaven. Amen? One of these days I'll get to see it, but right now I can enjoy it. I don't know what it looks like, but I'm enjoying it. Amen. Hey, well, I'm going to. The child of God never dies. Verse 27, and I'm done today. She said unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. Martha believed this. I ask you, do you believe this today? Do you believe who Jesus is? Do you believe that he died on a rugged cross so that you don't have to pay for your sins? That he rose again from the dead so you and I could live again? You see, if you want to live, you must believe who Christ is. You must believe what he has done. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. And because he lives, we can live. Martha said, I know. I ask you this morning, what do you know? Do you know what this precious word says? Do you know what it says? If not, I would behoove you to get into it and know what it says. Are you here this morning? Do you know who Christ is? Now you know. I don't know a lot of the folks. These are some new faces in here today. I don't know who you are, but I thank you for being here. But I'm giving you the truth this morning. You know in your heart today whether you know Christ. If you don't know that you know Christ, then let me tell you something. You're in trouble. We see the things going on in our world today. They go right along with this book. I mean, this book hasn't been wrong, and it never will be wrong. And it's fallen right in order. You know what's next on God's calendar is the rapture of his people. He's going to jerk us out of here. And I believe that could be at any moment. We see so many things going on. But even if it's not, even if it's 1,000 years from now, you ain't going to live to be 1,000 years old. You're going to die. I would rather know I've died in Christ. Amen? Hey, I know that. I'm satisfied. Even so, come Lord Jesus. That's what John the Revelator said, wasn't it? I echo that today. Even so, come on, Lord. Let's go. I'm tired. I'm tired of this old world. I'm tired of this bickering. I'm tired of this negative world. I'm tired of a world that's putting my Savior down. I wish he'd just show up and show him who he is. Amen? And I said, oh boy, maybe that preacher was right. Amen? Maybe the Bible was right. If you today could roll back the curtain of a place called hell, it wouldn't take you long to change your mind. Amen. Amen. If God could give you a 15-second look into a place called hell, I wouldn't have to preach anymore. Because you know what you find there? People who have rejected Jesus. Atheists. You know there's no atheists in hell? There's no atheists in hell. By the time they get to hell, they're believers. It's too late then, child. Today's the day of salvation. Tomorrow may be too late. Jesus is alive and well. Today, if you don't know him, I'm encouraging you to come. Tommy, let's come and sing. We're going to sing a hymn of invitation. I want you to come. Maybe you're here and you're saved and you just want to pray. Maybe you just want to come and kneel at the altar and thank God for his mercy, grace. But you do what the Lord tells you to do. But if you're here today and you're not saved, won't you come and we'll introduce you to the Savior. And you can leave here on your way to heaven. You can leave here with your heart cleansed. You can leave here not worrying about if today's death day for you. You don't have to worry about it. Hey, you don't have to worry about if the rapture happens today. You'll be ready to go. You'll be ready to take off when the trumpet of God shall sound. Amen. The only reason that I would say, Lord, don't come today, as I know people need to get saved. But other than that, I don't know anything else I won't care to leave other than my family, and I think they're all going to go with me. That is, if the rapture happens, and if I have to leave them ahead of time, well, they just have to catch up. Amen. Huh. Yeah, that's right. If the Lord was to take me out of here by death, you just have to catch up with me later, because I ain't coming back. Amen. That's just the way it is. I'm looking for the Lord, and I'm ready to go. He's alive today, and He'll save your soul today. Tomorrow, it may be over. Let's stand and sing today.
Number 243.